talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
Oh, dear God.
She ain't no Jan Jemima. Hey,
the mics are on, the show's on. Oh, dear Lord.
Alive.
What a way to come on the air, Terry. This is awful. Did you hear that remark?
I heard that.
Oh, my God. It's a Getaway Friday, December 20th, 2019. Oh. 15 minutes past the hour, and Charlie is drunk.
No, he's all right.
Barely.
Yeah.
I can't believe you said such a thing during the break.
What'd they say?
Don't even go down that path. Oh, my God. Okay. No. Oh, see, there's a lady out there who says I take the Lord's name in vain too much. I just did it again.
Yeah. Was that big G or little G?
Is oh my God taking the Lord's name in vain?
No, God is the capital G is God.
I'm just
and little G is expression.
Oh my God was just shock on my behalf.
Okay, that's a little G.
Oh man, did he say that to you?
What's that?
What Charlie said there? Because you just went.
What did I say?
No, what he said. What Charlie said.
Wobbly earphone.
Well, we are a mess heading into the Christmas holiday. We got Sean with a broken earphone, ear hanging down. Charlie's three sheets to the wind, and I don't even know if Terry heard the word.
You know where that expression came from?
What's that?
Sailboat.
Three sheets to the wind?
Yes, indeed.
That's very interesting.
Yep.
Now, we do have some trivia questions going on right now. Now, the first one is, how and why did Ernest save Christmas?
Okay.
And what was the other one? What does little Zuzu say at the end of It's a Wonderful Life? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, some stations are a cooking station. We clearly are a drinking station.
That's right.
We are not a cooking station. No. We are a drinking station. Now, if you call in right now, 740-383-9944, and answer one of those questions, all righty, we've got an answer here.
Yes.
And I'm not going to tell you what Charlie said during the break.
No.
Go ahead, caller.
On It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
You've got it. Who do we got?
Linda Adkins.
Linda Adkins. Linda, you are down. Merry Christmas, Linda.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank
Merry
you.
Christmas to everybody there, and I hope Charlie is three sheets to the wind.
Oh, he is. There's no doubt about it.
He's about half a sheet away from
he might have a hangover tomorrow, but he'll have fun today.
It's called full speed ahead.
Yeah, no kidding, Charlie. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Now, Charlie, when did we start getting drunk before Christmas Eve? That started about 3 years
ago.
Yeah. How did that start? Was it with Terry Klein?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, many years ago, we were doing a show on the actual Christmas Eve, and Charlie and I were in the building, I think, alone, and Terry brought the eggnog and loaded it up with some stuff, and we've been getting ripe every...
Like Pat said, some good stuff.
Some good stuff.
Old Smoky Mountain White Lightning from Tennessee.
Now, did you ever have radio like this back at WMRN, Charlie?
Oh, no. Oh, my.
Did you and Madge ever tip them back on Christmas Eve?
Well, not on the radio, but otherwise we did.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yes.
Now, what were you and Madge drinking back in Christmas past?
Anything that we could.
Boilermaker.
Whatever was there. Knock them back. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Oh, that's sorry. Call back. We're still here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Why did Ernest save Christmas? That's what we want to know.
Yeah.
Well, you'll go in the drawing. We've got $10 to Steak and Shake. We've got some delicious candies here. They are Chocolots, premium Chocolots from the Elmer Chocolate Company.
Hey, I don't have to worry. This says, if you're pregnant, don't drink this.
Well, then you're clear.
Yeah, right.
You had four loaded eggnogs,
was it
Charlie.
Four? I thought it was only a couple.
No, no, it was four. Four loaded eggnogs with how much alcohol each eggnog?
We had like a little tiny cup for.
I don't know. He called it a certain, not a nip, but it was a...
Yeah, a nip.
You've had one too many nips today, Charlie.
But Terry brought this, a pint?
Yeah.
It's probably a pint of moonshine.
Pint.
Huh.
And we mixed it with eggnog.
And the three of you, besides me, got into it.
Well, we did have some, yes. We're feeling okay.
Sure did, yeah.
We're doing all right.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that we're not.
No.
But, you know, if we start slurring, you'll know what it's from.
Yeah. Spirits distilled from corn with natural flavors.
It's actually pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I told you it was good. You were complaining on the show earlier on that you just, no eggnog.
I don't do eggnog, yeah.
You know, it's typical, though. White Lightning.
It's loaded with
White
apple.
Lightning was always sold in quart jars or canning jars.
What I do want to say is that we've only got one question now left on the table. We do have some entries. We've got Carl Mounts, Mary Bickley, Lauren Hershey, Ed Atkins, Fred Malone, Linda Atkins. So let's get some more here. Why did Ernest save Christmas? Now, this is the other one. In the updated version of Scrooge with Bill Murray, one of the great movies of all time, who portrays Bill Murray's boss who comes back to warn him? You know, like Jacob Marley does with Scrooge. It's a famous actor. What famous actor portrays Bill Murray's boss who comes back to warn him that if he doesn't straighten up, he's going to be doomed to death? Who is that famous actor in the 1988 movie Scrooged with Bill Murray, which you will see before the holiday's over? 740-383-9944. And I should remind people that this is not the end of programming. I'll be on Monday and Tuesday from 8 to 10 a.m., and Sean and Terry will be here Tuesday morning, Christmas Eve with me. We'll be having a good time.
You doing Monday, too?
I'll be here Monday.
All right, I'll be Monday.
Well, Terry will be in Monday, too. We're going to have a big celebration next week. So 8 to 10, Monday, Tuesday, Sean and Terry.
I didn't hear you say Monday. I heard you.
Yeah, I'll be here Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
So if you want to bring, I'm not telling you to bring anything, but if you want to bring Christmas goodies, we'll be here from 8 to 10, Monday and Tuesday next week.
Now, in your opinion, what's a Christmas goodie?
Well, we've had a lot of Christmas goodies delivered already. We've had peanut butter fudge. We've had the Christmas puppy chow. Oh, we had that delicious. It's called peppermint bark, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
But Charlie, you don't have it here. You took it home.
But I still have it.
You might know.
I'll bring it back.
Yeah.
Russell Stover makes it, too.
Oh, really?
It's advertised right now on television.
Your daughter, Charlie, made me some no-bake cookies.
Yes.
Which I have not got into yet.
Right.
I got to do that.
I love no-bake cookies, though.
Yeah.
Well, you're not getting any. So forget it. But just no fruitcakes. Don't bring any fruitcakes. We don't want them. You can keep them.
Yeah, I've got 3.5, 3.25.
And the table's bowed now over there because Charlie's got those fruitcakes laying on it.
They are heavy. 3 pounds, or what is it, 3 pounds apiece?
Yeah. Over 100 years
old. Wow. Over 100 years old, those fruitcakes are.
Those are 1890 fruitcakes that he's got. Yeah.
Well, can't you tell by the green around the edges?
It's moldy fruitcakes. Moldy oldies.
You just peel that stuff back. And
yeah.
So, as we look back on Christmas, what does Christmas, this holiday, I don't want to say mean to you because everybody asks that, but what this year, 2019's Christmas, what does this year mean to you so far? We're not there yet, but what do you think?
Well, I think, I think it was a decent year. With everything, like far as health and everything went, I think certainly we had some history breaking between Ohio State and Donald Trump stuff. And
well, we haven't we're going to talk about this very quickly, but it should be mentioned, we are a radio station, put it on the record, two nights ago the third president ever impeached was impeached on two counts, President Donald Trump.
But what a lot of people wouldn't understand, he was impeached on one side. He has to be impeached on the Senate before he's really impeached. Because he still has all of his power right now. He's still president.
You're impeached in the House, but he would have to be removed by the Senate, which probably will not happen. I would not think.
Yeah.
But it did happen, so that's just putting it on the record.
I just want to see our country get back doing what it should be doing.
Well,
legislative-wise,
it probably will when this is all sorted out. The trial will be very quick, I would think.
If that's for today, there's a list over here.
Is there a?
Oh, that's right. We haven't drawn yet.
Whoa. It might be on one of those postcards there that he did. Oh, yeah, there it is. This name. There you go. Is that in there somewhere?
Yes, right here.
Okay, there we go.
Very good.
Got it taken care of.
There you go. Thank you.
We are operational and live today. That's what that means. So, what did you make of the impeachment, Terry?
I haven't really paid a lot of attention.
Just happened.
Yeah.
And that's what it is, and that's what we're going to say, because we want to stay in the Christmas mood today.
Yeah, that's. I've been kind of focusing all my efforts on.
So, what are your Christmas plans?
Just spend a little time with family and friends and...
What's your Christmas plans this year, Charlie?
Well, about the same. All my relatives are coming to our house, and it's a good thing, but, you know, my wife has those new gloves she can wash dishes with. It's going to take a lot of dishes.
You know, last night, if you could have only have seen some of the faces when you said that. Now, I hear this year you're not going to play Christmas carols at your house, that you're going to play the Swap Shop theme song back-to-back on a loop.
Oh, please.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. It's time for Swap. Oh, my. Oh, my. What's Glenn think of that? It takes up half his program.
I think Glenn likes it.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think Glenn was singing it the other day.
Oh, no.
Well, Sean, you were singing Charlie's theme song earlier.
I like Charlie's theme song.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's also done with the same person, but
yeah,
100% better.
Yeah.
The late Paul Savage.
Yeah.
He did a Christmas song called Christmas Candy.
Really?
Yeah, we had a copy of that at one point, but I don't know where it got off to in the move.
Hmm.
We're in a new home this year here at Christmas time.
You bought a new home?
No. We're
there's a
translation problem between this microphone and Charlie's ears during this hour. We're in a new home here, studio-wise.
Oh, this? Yes, yes.
This is our first Christmas downtown.
That's right. And we're... you know, at the Southland Mall, we had 48 degrees on days like this, and we came to work wearing heavy clothing. And yet the lady in charge says, "Oh, we got great plans ahead for the Southland Mall."
Uh-huh. It just didn't include heat.
No heat.
No heat out at the... And we were out there for, what, 3 Christmases?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we went underground, and the heat was fine. The steps are horrible,
and now we've cured all the problems.
Yeah, right.
No step problems,
and
we have
elevator.
We killed 2 birds with 1 stone.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah,
we're downtown. We're all the lights.
That's right.
Yeah,
we went from the basement to the penthouse,
and we're right above where I go about every other week or so to the heart failure clinic. And I told them, I said, "That's a bad title, heart failure." And they said, "Well, you think you're going to live forever?" Oh, my.
Well, you know, it's a Christmassy time outside. It seemed Christmassy this morning. Now, I have not felt very Christmassy as of late, but this morning felt a little Christmassy.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
It did. I saw the wreaths out there and the snowflakes.
The white flakes. The white stars.
You know, I noticed they're not playing the music out there this year.
Oh, really?
I don't... Usually they play... Don't they play music down
there? Yeah, they used to have their speakers mounted permanently somewhere. Yeah.
I haven't heard it. Are they playing it?
No, I didn't hear it.
No.
Hmm.
You never really could hear it very well.
No, unless... Yeah, right.
Hmm.
It had to crank them up.
Yeah, it was... Well, and it was coming over kind of bad speakers. It was hard to really hear.
Those trumpet speakers.
Yeah. Well, you never did say, so what libations would you have at the radio station Christmas party in years past?
Well, I don't know, but the one they had, something happened with me when I got... I had to go to work the night of that party because I was night watchman then. And when they came in the morning, they found me sitting with a gun across my lap because they told me the Mingo Indians were going to come to the station and do me in.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, and I
who didn't. Told you that?
Well, a bunch of them. Yeah, they were hot on Mingo Indians. I found out they really did exist, but not that night.
So you decided to take a nap as a night watchman?
Well, yes, I fell asleep with that shotgun across my lap.
So, because you had too many Christmas libations?
No, I was just sleepy.
Now, were they paying you to be the night watchman?
Oh, yes.
So you were the night watchman and the engineer.
That's how I started out as night watchman.
And then how'd you get a job as an engineer?
Well, as soon as they said, get out there and start digging the trenches for our new cables for our new tower we're going to in that. Yeah, that started it. And then I knew someday I was going to have to work the control board, and I feared that because it looked so complicated. But pretty soon I was there doing that.
Well, that's like if you can't swim, you just throw them in.
Yeah, really.
You'll learn.
And one engineer I worked with was almost blind, and he would spend time before a break came up of feeling the buttons on the control board to find out which one he was going to punch to make the break.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Wow.
His name was Dick Talmy. I remember that.
Now, didn't you like a secretary there named Mary Tong?
Yeah, Mary was a secretary for quite a long time, yeah.
And she was a very...
Well, yeah, I'm very, you know, she, you knew where you stood with her, yeah.
Is that a nice Christmas way to put it?
Well, you know, yeah, Mary is all right, yeah.
I don't know if Mary's still around now. I know.
I don't either. No.
What do you hope, Charlie? What
I hope she didn't hear what we've been talking about.
We didn't say anything bad about Mary Tong, did
we? No, we didn't, no.
No, so she can hear it.
I remember her. One of her relatives was a farmer. He used to call me and ask me when he should sell his grain. And I thought, that's a mighty big decision for me to make for him.
A lot of those secretaries are still around. Betty Miglior.
Yeah.
And Mary Tong. And who else is there?
Well, that's it. Who else is there?
Patty?
Well, yeah, Patty.
Patty Ione?
Yeah, Patty Ione, yeah.
Yeah, Patty Ione. The whole bit. Let's see. What do we got here? Zoo tickets.
Oh,
let
yeah.
me see if I can get this done. Well, nobody talk. We're on the air here, but...
Yeah.
Charlie, say something. Yeah, two.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Have fun.
Merry Christmas.
All right. So...
So, yeah, I don't know how many people are still living. Most of them are dead that I worked with. I have to bring you the picture of them.
But not Betty Miglior.
No. I haven't seen Betty in 40 years or more, probably.
I don't know if she listens or not. Betty, are you out there? Mary Tong.
Yeah. Mary had a daughter, too. I can't remember her name. But the one I remember most is John Dean's sister that I worked with. She was a receptionist, and we dated.
Oh, that's why you remember her the most.
That's right.
There was a lot of, what do you call it? Inner office activity there at the radio station, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah, sure.
With the owner. He had some inner office activity, too, didn't he?
Yeah, all of them did, yeah.
Wife or not.
Yeah, that's an interesting career.
I wonder why that was.
Well, I don't know. It's, probably the grass is greener.
Did you ever meet Mrs. Mason, Mrs. Bob Mason?
No, I only saw her once, and she was an invalid, and I was wiring up her brand new house.
She never came in.
Yeah, she was there in bedridden.
Oh, she was bedridden.
Yes.
Well, maybe that's why he was.
Yeah, and interesting. Yeah, we had some interesting, but we were always given enough food to eat for Christmas, including a turkey and whatever.
Now, who really ran the show over there in those days?
Oh, Mr. Mason.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
He oversaw it all.
He sure did.
But he threw a record at your car.
Yeah, he did. He broke a record on the front end of my 41 Packard.
Now, see, that's a good manager right there.
Yeah.
Threw it right at your car.
I can still see him picking that tone arm off the record and walk into the back door and whammo.
Did you say anything to him?
Not to the boss, no.
He would have canned you.
Yeah, I just... He warned me never play that song again. Well, I couldn't. He just smashed it.
Maybe he'd had a few sips that day. He didn't know what was going on.
He was a very strict person. And very... he was very much a political... he liked publicity. And he kept pictures of everything he ever did. And I've got half of those pictures yet.
Now, did Santa Claus still... Did he come to the radio station in those days?
No.
No.
No. He came... I don't even know if he came to our Christmas... I don't think he came to our Christmas party. Because we weren't interested in Santa Claus. We were interested in our Christmas bonus.
Yeah.
And we all got a bonus.
Huh.
I had been there only a year and got 50 bucks.
50 bucks?
Yep.
But there were some big Christmas bonuses because we've seen the pay.
And I got a list of all of them.
That is...
That's Bob Austin, isn't it?
That is.
Yes.
All right.
Hey.
What is... Yeah, what is... They're all laying out there. There you go.
How you doing, Bob?
I got Tyler.
Tyler? Yeah, there we go. That one? That one's his? All right.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
And I had to get out of that working this morning.
There we go. That one?
Oh, that would do?
Yeah.
There we go.
This is from Wednesday. And this is,
all right. Yeah. Well, have a Merry Christmas.
Don't fall down the elevator.
I'm getting ready to go get mine, and I'm going to go at my...
Is that right? See what I got left? Wouldn't you love to have that?
Well, I got some room.
You, okay.
My Kentucky.
Yeah, I got to save this for the weekend.
Yeah.
My
game from Kentucky.
Yeah, this is from Tennessee, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know you can buy it out at the liquor store now.
Oh, is that right?
But I buy it, I get mine, the good stuff out of Kentucky.
This is 20% alcohol.
How much?
Yeah. And this is the only kind you can buy, and you don't have to run from the feds.
Right. Yeah, I'm getting pretty good at Coker's.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my libation.
Well.
And I'm going to go to the house and do my hot toddy.
Oh,
there you
okay,
go. The holiday hot toddy.
Yes, indeed.
There you go.
How to make them?
Yeah, boy, oh boy.
It's good. Well, hey, Bob, have a Merry Christmas.
You too, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Okay. Absolutely. Thank you.
Every time you guys ask a question, I can't get in on the phone because it's always somebody else.
That's right. We only have one line.
That's right.
The old cheapskate here, he can only afford one line.
One line.
Yeah, I'll get ready to answer George Scott, but the other guy got, what's your name, got in?
Yeah.
They do. They're quick about that.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Yep.
Right, see you, Bob.
See you, Bob.
Quicker than I am.
There you are. Have a Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Have a good one.
Oh, I would like... Oh, Charlie. Goodness gracious.
That's life.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what that is. Oh, the things you can only see if you're in the studio
what
today.
Time? 12:37.
Time's
flying, isn't it?
We're moving right along.
My wife will be getting here pretty soon to rescue me.
Well, it's been a fun Christmas, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We're not even there yet.
No, we are.
We still got more Rudolph,
what,
more
a year or so yet?
No, I think about 6 days.
Oh, really?
5 days, something like that.
Oh, boy,
like
I better get busy.
Yeah.
Remember when the kids used
to... I can't go and kill a turkey yet.
Remember when the kids used to take the cotton balls and mark off the days and make Santa's beard?
No.
Yeah, I do. I remember it, Charlie.
I remember more of hanging a turkey by his feet and slitting his throat.
Boy, those are warm Christmas memories.
Oh, yes. Just watching him dribble.
Gee whiz. That's not good Christmas, Charlie.
And then you took the turkey home and dumped him in hot water.
And it peels all the feathers off.
Pulled his feathers off.
Yeah.
Then there was one more thing to do. You turned on your kitchen stove, and you held the turkey in your hand and burned off his pin feathers.
Really?
Yeah, they were little tiny feathers still in his skin.
Oh.
And you had to burn them off. And by the time you were done, your house smelled so bad you wanted to go to a restaurant and eat.
So why even start this process?
Well, that was the thing you had to do. We just didn't go to the market and buy a turkey out of a meat case. You bought one and slit its throat and drained
That's
it. And
nice. Have you slit your turkey's throat yet?
We did. You should have seen it. We used to do chickens the same way. We'd have a whole clothesline full of chickens.
I must be behind this. I haven't slit any throats yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my grandma used to take two nails on a board.
Yeah.
because she's in West Virginia, take new, and put the chicken's neck in between, and take a hex. And
yeah. When I was in Haiti, I watched them on a Saturday night getting taking chickens and killing them by holding their neck and slapping them with your hand on their back, and it broke their neck.
Really?
And then people would throw them in the back end of a wagon or a pickup truck, and away they'd go home.
That's how Dr. Heimlich used to get the food up on people.
That's right.
He'd hold their neck and smack them on the back, and it would come up.
Yeah.
But you, before you take a chicken, you twist it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, just twist their neck. That's now, this is another story. I once was given 50 chickens, and they were put in an old outhouse I had when we bought our house. And a neighbor boy came over and said, "Mister, can I have a chicken?" I said, "Well, hey, if I had a chicken, I'd sure give you one if I had an extra one." He said, "Well, you've got a whole building full of them." I said, "Yeah, sure." And he said, "Well, come here." And he took me over, and there it was, 50 chickens inside this outhouse.
Really?
And the culprit had built shelves for them, nesting boxes. I waited months and months to get an egg. Little did I know, until farmers told me, those were spent hens. That they had reached their limit on laying eggs, and that's it. They don't lay anymore. And so there, what do you do with 50 chickens that don't lay eggs? Well, they're pretty tough to eat. So I buried them, I think.
Alive?
No. But there was a rooster that somebody put in with them. You don't put a rooster in with a bunch of hens.
No.
That'd be like dying and going to heaven, you know. And
I don't know.
And so I named the chicken Gomez after our meteorologist. And Gomez got so cold one night, this is 1976, that his legs froze. And all that was left, his feet were anchored in, frozen to the ground inside that chicken coop. Ugh. And he's running on his drumsticks.
That
was something to see.
Did the ASPCA ever come out to your house, Charlie?
Well, they never
PETA?
Knew it, or they would have, yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
And so I didn't want to wring his neck. I knew that's how you did him in. So I had a farmer friend of mine come out and wring his neck. And that was the end of the rooster.
End of Gomez the rooster.
Yes, that's right.
What did all the hens do?
But I had another rooster named Gomez, too. And he was a little one. He was a little black one. And he flew 34 feet at Bob Evans Farm in a contest.
Wow.
And then he also flew in Upper Sandusky at a chicken flying contest up there. And he won that one. But he went the wrong direction. And so they gave me a box of stuff you dip chickens in to cook them. And then
batter?
And then, yeah. Then I flew him also in Caledonia to a chicken. Now they don't allow that anymore. They call it cruel and inhuman. But it's not really. We opened both ends of a mailbox and shoved it in head first, and then gave him a big push with a sink plunger.
A plunger?
Yeah, plunger. And pop, out they went out of the mailbox. And they flew, or they didn't.
Yeah, that doesn't sound cruel at all.
No.
Just take it and stuff it in the mailbox and plunge it.
I'd like to start a chicken flying contest again, but I suppose I'd be overruled by the SPCA, PETA, and all the rest
of them. They'd shut you down.
Yeah.
You can't do that sort of thing. What's going on, Charlie?
Well, looky here.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, it's a lady with a basket.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Wow.
It's for everybody.
Oh, thank you.
You want a drink?
No. I'm driving today.
All right.
I needed to pick up a couple of
gift cards. Pick up the gift cards here, John. Look at this.
Soybeans.
No, those are raisins.
Oh, raisins. Oh,
very nice.
Wow.
Was it
great. Ooh, boy, do those look good.
Very nice.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah, I've done.
That is good stuff.
Taste one of these.
Go
right
ahead,
now.
Charlie. Take a taste test. Let's see here.
Mmm, boy, oh boy.
Delicious?
White chocolate on raisins.
White chocolate is the way to go.
Mmm.
That is for sure.
Whoa. Did you get both McDonald's? Or?
So, Terry, what's your favorite Christmas memory from Christmas past?
Oh. No.
It was on Nate's show.
What
was it?
Peace on Earth and Goodwill.
You got it.
What was she?
What do we got here? We've got a McDonald's.
For me.
Yeah, and then a random gift card.
Yeah, random.
Just grab one.
Okay, which one do you want?
It don't matter.
This one is, I think, that's been given
that's
away.
That's what I'm looking for, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how he was doing it on the randoms, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
And away we go.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
We listen
thank
to
you
all the time.
Oh, very good. It. Thank you.
See, just when I was younger.
Thank you very much. Harass him at Kroger's.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
And yes, you are flopping around there with a broken earpiece.
You are. That is true. He's flopping.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, we have guests stopping by today. It's always nice to have guests stop by. Now, Terry, what's your famous Christmas memory?
It was just a matter of just trimming the tree and just, you know, putting up the decorate, you know, and just being around your family, you know. Just kind of like it is today, but just a little different when I was younger.
Now, what's your favorite memory, Sean?
Oh, you mean like since I was a kid or?
Yeah,
or
Christmas
right
past.
Now? Oh, just, you know, when I was real little, you know, I try to stay awake for Santa Claus so I could see him. And I used to look out the window.
Steal his clothes?
Though I didn't steal his clothes. I just was wanted to see him, but I never got to see him, you know, of course. Because he's magical and he comes in.
Those are good.
Late
white chocolate
but yeah,
raisins.
Pecans.
I remember waking up having the whole tree covered, you know, and
yeah,
it's good memories.
Yeah. We've had quite a few
good
things.
What about you, Scott? What's your Christmas
memory? I don't remember many of them. I think I just like the whole season of everything.
Yeah. I like Christmas altogether. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm a big Christmas fanatic.
Is that right?
Yeah, I love Christmas. Well, it's my favorite holiday.
I wondered because he was walking down the sidewalk outside here the other day, and somebody yelled, "Hey, there goes a fanatic!"
Charlie,
you're a Christmas fanatic.
Yeah, I do. I love Christmas.
But you got to learn how to put up a tree next year.
I mean, my tree's good.
No,
it's fiber optic and it's
fiber optic trees. That's crazy.
I thought our tree would be okay this year, but. When we got it out, the needles all were off of it.
It might be your snake. You still got your snake in your basement?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
It's a black snake, right?
It's a rat snake.
Oh, rat snake.
Mm-hmm. A rat snake.
He looks mean.
And he's still down there?
Apparently.
Don't you go down there to do laundry?
No. Send my wife down.
Jeez. What if she gets bitten by the rat snake?
She won't be getting bitten. She's got those rubber gloves, remember?
No, Charlie. Sean, you know who was giving the looks last night when he was talking about those gloves, don't you? You saw it. Were you in the room then, Terry, when that was going on?
Yeah. No, I think he was taking care of Santa Claus, I think.
Were you doing the dishes?
Yeah.
Terry was out doing
I was throwing the paper plates away.
Well, that's right. We should mention promo costumes again, too.
And Domino's Pizza.
Yeah.
For all the fun that they've allowed us to have this holiday season. Yeah. The holidays are really a wonderful time for people.
It is a wonderful time. I have a good time.
I do too.
You get out your poinsettias and you put out your Christmas trees.
Can you all think of a more expensive time of the year?
No, it's the worst.
No, it's the most expensive.
Yeah.
That's definitely. You got to take out a loan just to get any gifts.
Absolutely.
You know, I noticed products has went up this year. Have you noticed that? You go out and buy something that's like
I
really
don't buy anything.
Oh, you don't?
No.
I got an email. I got a message the other day that my family wants to do a white elephant, so I mean, I got to get a $5 gift. Where do you get a $5 gift anymore?
I think that's an interesting idea because I think that takes the pressure off of the finances and you used to have fun.
Where do you get a
$5? It becomes a game.
I mean, man, $5 gifts anymore, like
I'm sorry. You can't even go to the dollar store anymore and get $5. Yeah.
I still say it's about homemade gifts. If you did homemade gifts, you'd be better off.
Sure.
So, Charlie, you don't go shopping, huh?
No.
Your wife does it all?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's nice.
I do the hard work. I get out my, you know, Tinker toys and put them together and pass them off.
Your Tinker toys?
Yeah. Didn't you ever have Tinker toys?
No, isn't that in that song, though, the Hippo song?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, my grandkids used to come up to me and say, Grandpa, I want to see your Tinker toys.
You probably have some lot of antiques, don't you, Charlie?
Yes.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them has a new pair of gloves.
Oh, no. Petey's not going to like that one too well.
Oh, Charlie, it's not going to be a Merry Christmas for you.
Oh, no. You might not be making it to the doctor today, Charlie.
Right. That's right. She's got to pick me up here. I don't drive when I've had any juice.
Three sheets to the wind on this eggnog
That's
today.
Right. By the way, I bet no one in our audience remembers the last words that Oliver Hazard Perry said. You know, what was that famous quotation of his?
Oliver Hazard Perry?
Oliver Hazard Perry, yeah.
What was he doing?
He was commander of our fleet at 1812, in the Battle of Put-in Bay there.
He had a Christmas quote?
No, it wasn't a Christmas quote. It was a... What was the famous saying of his? But it's never complete unless you're a real history buff.
Because they stuffed him in a mailbox and put a plunger on his behind?
He basically said, we've defeated the British and so forth and so on. But what you don't see is he names all the different types of boats that he sunk.
Huh.
But it would have taken too big a flag to put all that on. And you never see that part. Just, we've, you know, more or less won the battle.
What is the most famous Christmas quote of all time?
Ooh, I don't know.
There's a lot of them. You know, every time an angel...
Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
To all a good night. That's from Clement Clark Moore's 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Yeah.
And there's the Zuzu from It's a Wonderful Life. You know, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Uh-huh. Oh, I Want Christmas Is You.
Yes, Virginia, there is, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Yes, but Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
That's not one, though?
That's a Mariah Carey song.
Oh. Or the Visa card people that send you a note and say, congratulations, you've just overdrawn your account.
And they put a little tinsel in with the thing. It's a nice thing.
Hey, there's another thing. Tinsel. When I was a wee kid, our tinsel was made out of lead. Lead streamers. And we used to save it from year to year on a piece of cardboard. But later on, I guess they called that tinsel. But it was made out of lead.
Well, that's not good.
And lead's bad for you, right?
That's why we don't have it anymore. The lead, I wonder if anyone out there listening still uses lead tinsel.
Does anybody have any lead tinsel in their house? 740-383-9944. Or did anybody put that spray snow on their tree this year? Or use it to decorate the windows or whatever you're supposed to do with that? It's a holiday thing.
That's what we used to do all the time. Like I say, with it, we decorate our windows, trees, everything.
But I think you're only supposed to do that with real trees, because if you sprayed a fake tree, it would ruin the tree.
Yeah, it'd be there forever, yeah.
And you can't change the lights on these new trees because the lights are too little.
Well, what about, how do you change a bulb? Well, these LEDs, you don't. They
you
don't
buy
pull
a new
out.
Strand.
Got to buy a new strand.
Yeah. And
that's why the LEDs are junk, because once a bulb blows out, the whole thing's ruined. Yeah. You got to buy a whole new tree.
Yeah, but they last for hours and hours
and
hours.
And the cost is...
I'm getting my exercise today, by God.
But don't say that.
It's down there three doors to your left.
He's up and moving.
Hello.
We're having a great time in the holiday season.
My wife?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's come to get me.
Well, we've only got about 7 minutes left in the show today, and it's been an interesting program. We're going to do our drawing here in a few minutes. But do we have any other Christmas-themed questions?
Let me get my...
Get your headphones on.
I was trying to say.
There's suction to your head.
I know. I don't know. What is...
You did you want like an easy one?
Something simple.
I don't know. Do you know any, Charlie?
The occupation of Ebenezer.
What was Ebenezer's occupation?
Well, he was a merchant, wasn't he? Or some sort?
No, he did something. He had some. Where did he make his money? Does anybody know how Ebenezer
Scrooge?
The only
thing coming to my mind, I thought he was a black. Was he a blacksmith?
No, because he worked in an office.
Oh.
Because Bob Cratchit worked for him.
Okay.
You know, I think it'd be
a banker? Was he a banker?
You know, I think it'd be pretty neat, Charlie. I think it'd be pretty neat if somebody would decorate the cemeteries.
Wouldn't really?
Wouldn't it be pretty neat to put Christmas lights
up? Who would you get to do that?
I don't know.
It's hard to get volunteers today.
Well, I don't think you would put Christmas lights out in the cemetery.
Why?
Well, because I think that's... I don't know.
Well, there are some people that put lights on tombstones.
Right. Well, I think if you want to put them on your family's tombstone, but to decorate the whole cemetery, you know, there are people of the Jewish culture in there who don't celebrate Christmas. There are people who
You could go up to Grand Prairie. They have their own lot up there. The Jewish people.
Well, that's right. But I think you just want to lay lights in the cemetery? Or hang them on the...
I don't know what they would do for you.
Right. That's what I don't understand. I think it's nice when people put a wreath on a grave. I think that's nice.
I just figured when you're going in there, it's all lit up, you know.
I don't want to go to the cemetery at Christmas.
It'd be hard to put up black lights.
Isn't that funny, though, that people go to the cemetery at Christmas?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them, yeah. And now, I suppose everybody knows by now, you don't put grave blankets on anymore.
No, why but they people, still sell them.
Yeah, I don't know why they sell them, because do you know what a grave blanket does? It kills all the grass.
Oh, is that why they don't like them?
Yeah. You put that down, and then somebody has to take that blanket up, and the cemetery workers have to do that.
You know, the cemetery workers don't take all that stuff off till like March.
Yeah.
So you can go driving through the cemetery and see a wreath on in February.
That's right. And I used to work there, and you take the wreaths off and put them on a pile. People come in, I want my wreath.
That's true. Some of those wreaths are very expensive.
They're out and back.
I want an LED tombstone.
I used to make cemetery wreaths.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what's the difference between a cemetery wreath and a regular wreath?
$3.
Is that what it was? Upcharge. Upcharge. I think I like that people are putting festive things in the cemetery.
But what does that do other than soothe one's own brain?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Soothes your own brain.
Because that person you're honoring is lying down there in a coffin with inside a vault that weighs hundreds of pounds, and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, they might be in a better place.
What's a better place?
Well, they could be in heaven.
Yeah.
They could be walking around on earth. They could be getting ready for the resurrection.
Have you noticed, though, in the newspaper, there are more cremations now than ever in history?
Well, because it's cheaper.
It is.
I don't like cremation, though.
I do.
I just don't think that's the way to go.
I insist on being cremated.
I don't like cremation. I want to be in the cemetery with people I know.
I like my ashes to be thrown around bike trails, rivers, you name it.
Oh, so you want somebody to actually spread your ashes around?
Sure.
See, that seems like a lot of work.
I help doing that to other people's ashes.
Well, somebody told me one time, a family member said they were going to be cremated and wanted me to keep their ashes. I said, I don't want them.
I had a lady come in to me once when I was working at a cemetery and said, I need to buy a little plot. One of my relatives is buried there, and a little plot for my husband who's dead. Oh, you mean he's dead now? Well, yeah, he's in my closet. And I thought, hey, now come on. Well, he was in a box of ashes in her closet, and she was getting married, and she needed to get those ashes out of sight, and so she bought a little plot at the end of a grave.
Now, you had a paranoia of this, didn't you, Sean, of people who were cremated?
Yeah, I do. My uncle is cremated.
Yeah.
And Right now, he's at my dad's house. My dad always teased me. Oh, he's going, I'm going to send him home with you, you know. And
oh, you got the box?
My dad does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it freaks me out.
Really? Why?
I don't know what it is. There's something about it.
Hey, those ashes look better than the dead person.
I don't think you'd have the dead person in your closet.
Well, yeah, you can.
You can't
box put of the, ashes.
But you can't put the corpse in your closet.
No.
I don't know. We heard some people do that before.
Just take a mailbox and a plunger and stick them in there.
That's right.
Well, we're getting ready to end the Christmas
Thank
version
goodness.
Of the exchange. I know it's been a day, 5 hours of programming here.
Yeah.
But what message on this? And remember, we will be on next week.
Forgot to do the drawing.
Oh, yeah, we did forget to do the drawing. Okay, and you can pick these up next week, 8 to 10, Monday or Tuesday. It looks like the winner of the Steak and Shake is Lauren Hershey, and the winner of the chocolates is, let's see here, who do we got? We got Fred Malone. But don't pick him up today because we're closing right now.
Very good.
So don't come today, but come next Monday or Tuesday between 8 and 10 a.m. 8 and 10 a.m. next Tuesday, the week of Christmas. Well, Charlie, what kind of message would you like to leave for the people on this Christmas holiday?
I think you got a good idea.
do I? Maybe. Okay. Christmassy as always. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good day. I'll talk with you soon.
For the 10-mile island, he saw Chernobyl in Russia. He saw atomic bombs destroying Nagasaki and Hiroshima. He said to his son,